Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Rookie linebacker Blake Cashman, who was all over the field, had a forced fumble as well, and he's nice enough to join us here on the set. Blake, congratulations on the victory tonight. How has your first preseason been for you?
It's been absolutely great. You know, it's everything that really I've dreamed of, you know, being a rookie, first time in the NFL, but it's been a process. You got to really take it one day at a time, one week at a time, because, you know, every day you're getting better and you're learning more, and that's the thing that's really stood out to me the most, you know, being new to the NFL is just how much stuff is thrown at you, but how fast you are learning and becoming a smarter player.
Under Greg Williams, a little different type of defense than you played at Minnesota, and what's the biggest adjustment you've had to think about when you got here?
Absolutely, I think the biggest adjustment would be just the speed of the game and the physicality. I honestly feel like practice is like a college game. It just everybody's working so hard, and you know, Jets. It's the only team I played for, so maybe that's just saying something about our team and the urgency we have to be great. But like you said, Greg Williams, he definitely is somebody that constantly pushes you every day. Doesn't matter if you're a starter or, you know, you're a reserve player. He's going to hold everyone to the same standard, and the standard is standard, and he expects everyone to be great and to know what their job is on the field.
So what is his expectations of you?
He expects me, like every player, to know my assignment. He can't stand mental errors. We do a lot of preparation through the week for teams, and he likes to keep, you know, the game plan simple, so let guys fly around and play fast. So he wants to see everybody do their job and their assignment, take care of their business. But for me personally, he also wants to see me be able to cover guys, use my speed, run sideline to sideline, and then, you know, just kind of pick up on teams' tendencies depending on what that team likes to run. Like Philadelphia today was running a lot of screens or draws, so just picking up on those things during the game, becoming a smarter player, because when you kind of can predict what the offense is going to do, it allows you to play faster.
Kind of easier to force a fumble then, right?
Yeah, exactly. It just puts you in a better position to make great plays.
And you did a great job in coverage today. You were flying all around the field. What was it like getting all those reps, you know, in the first half today? Because it looked like you were really in a groove in the first half.
It was fun, man. It was fun. It just being out there on the field, playing all the snaps, it just allows you to get in a rhythm, get in a flow, and you just get comfortable out there, and you understand how fast the offense is moving, what kind of looks they're giving you. So that's at the end of the day, you're just out there playing football, and the game plan allowed me to play fast just because the coaches did a great job preparing us all week and getting us ready. So at the end of the day, I was just out there flying around and having fun.
Jets rookie linebacker Blake Cashman joining us here in the EY Coaches Club after a 6-0 Jets victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. You were having a really good start to your first training camp, and then you were sidelined a little bit with that injury. Do you feel like you're all the way back? Do you feel like you're caught up to where you were back when the injury took place? Like, do you feel like now you've kind of broke ground again as to where you were getting off to really a nice start?
Yeah, no doubt. The training staff did a great job getting me healthy, and then while I wasn't out on the practice field, I was able to take that time and, you know, brush up on the things that I need to get better with in the playbook. So trying to spend my time wisely, but this week I felt great, body feels great, so looking forward to, you know, playing more football.
You're a kid. Of course your body feels good.
That's what all the vets say.
it's the truth. I just find it interesting, and I know when I transitioned from college to the pros, how big a difference it was in preparation. Not that you didn't prepare and practice and all that stuff, but it really requires you to have a brain. And a lot of fans don't recognize that. They think that you just got to be a big beast and go out there. And how many times in a game do you find where you have to outsmart that guy instead of out physical him?
I would say it's almost every snap, honestly, just because, it doesn't matter how much talent you have. If your alignment's wrong and you're out of position, like you're more than likely going to be beat. And, you know, every once in a while, guys that have freakishly talent are able to make those plays. But you got to know what you're doing. And if you're not a smart player, you're not going to last in this league. And that's preached, I know, in every NFL club.
So can you talk about the communication on defense? Because when I look out on the field, there's not a lot of mental mistakes. Everyone seems to be on the same page. But I'm sure for you, it's a little bit more communication than it was in college. There's a lot more verbiage that goes on. Can you talk about the importance of talking to your teammates?
Yeah, well, that communication was one thing this training camp that we emphasized a lot. Because, you know, with miscommunications, that's when big plays happen. So we wanted to make sure we eliminate that. And we're talking a lot on defense. But, you know, as a linebacker, you got to get everyone organized. You got to get everyone aligned. So you got to give the defensive line a call so they know what kind of stunt they're running, where they're going to be lined up depending on where the back's set or where the tight end's at. And then you also got to be aware of what the safeties and the DBs are giving you calls and checks, because as a linebacker, you got to play the run and also play the pass.
From a responsibility standpoint, you know, your linebacker group as a whole, you're down Avery Williamson, unfortunately, because of an injury. You know, Brandon Copeland's not going to be there the first 4 weeks. Has that changed your responsibility in any way with more on your plate, perhaps?
I feel like the one thing, it just kind of, you know, it's forced me to, you know, have more urgency in learning, like, the details in the playbook that, you know, that these vets know. Like, I'm astonished when I'm sitting in our position meeting rooms and I'm listening to guys like C.J. Mosley, you know, talk film. It's crazy how much more they know. So just really trying to get caught up to speed and learning those little things, because I'm somebody that believes the devil's in the details, and that's what's going to make you a great player. So just trying to get caught up to speed on those things.
Well, Blake, congrats on a great game tonight, and thanks again for coming out here and joining us in the Coaches Club, and best of luck as we get ready to hit the ground running here and start the regular season.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.